more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2255.
Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I am Nancy Levant, and I am being joined today with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane is the premier researcher of the geoengineering that is taking place above our heads. Welcome back to everyone. Dane, I want to talk about, you had mentioned the plankton death, 50%. That's 50% of the world's oxygen going out the door. Another thing that we have to be very concerned about is methane. Now, we're hearing about methane damage through fracking, but methane is also being released from the ocean floors. Can you talk to us about that?
It is. And in fact, if I can back into that question, I want to finish one statement I wanted to make right before the break that points out to people the mentality of the power structure. They don't care about fixing the problem, or they're less concerned about that than they are hiding problems. And the Gulf of oil spill is a prime example. When they use Corexit, the chemical Corexit, which is banned throughout the world, they use this to disperse and sink the oil, which by most available reports made that situation 50 times or more toxic, over 50 times more toxic, but they don't care because their goal was to hide it from the public. So now let's go into climate engineering. Again, this is between the spraying, which alters convection, alters upper-level wind currents, and HARP, which also alters the jet stream. They have altered all upper-level wind currents. That, in turn, alters ocean currents. Ocean currents are now pumping warm water straight into the Arctic, straight up the Atlantic seaboard into the Arctic. That is thawing methane hydrate on the sea floor. This methane is releasing now. And again, the science community, and I use the term loosely, I mean, it's such an abysmal example of human behavior that the science community at this point, in almost all agencies, their purpose is to, in effect, hide the most severe challenges that we face, not to disclose them or truly investigate them, but to hide them. So we have now a science community that tells us methane is 20 times more potent than CO2 over a 100-year time horizon, but it's 100 to 120 times more potent over a 10-year time horizon. Methane is like, when methane floods the atmosphere, Nancy, it's like covering the planet with a layer of glass, period. It's happening now. It's not off in the horizon somewhere. It's happening now. So as this methane thaws, it migrates from the seafloor to the surface. In the course of that migration, it acidifies the ocean, making the ocean situation worse, as we described already. So it hits the atmosphere, starts covering the planet like a layer of glass, trapping heat. And to put this into context, with, you know, many people, there's people all over the board with their opinions of the climate, and even people within the geoengineering movement. Many of them think the climate hasn't been damaged, and I don't know why they think that. I mean, there's no data to support that conclusion. So you have this big rift between people in the environmental community, for example, who acknowledge the climate is damaged, but are completely blind to the climate engineering, which is astounding. In fact, the quote-unquote environmentalist, I hate to say this, I mean, I consider myself one in many degrees, certainly I care about the environment as much as any human does. But when they ignore the elephant in the room of climate engineering, they're simply in denial. And the environmental groups have been the worst in denial of all. So we have denial on all sides of the fence. Then we have in the anti-geoengineering movement, there's no recognition of the fact that a lot of things have damaged the climate, not just climate engineering. We have 90 million tons of CO2 going in the atmosphere every single day. 90 million tons, that's 29 billion tons a year. That's a problem. Geoengineering, an even bigger problem. So all these things combined, it's triggering feedback loops. You described as the methane. Once the methane starts to release, it hits the atmosphere, starts to cause heating. Now that causes more methane to release, causes more heating. Not hard to see. It just starts to feed on itself. And the ozone depletion also is penetrating deeper into the ocean, causing more thermal energy transfer to the oceans. It's a bad cycle. And I stress to people, they should polish their philosophies and accept the fact that we will not know the planet that we thought we would know. We will not know the life we thought we would know. And at this point, people, if they have any regard for their posterity or themselves, they'll come out of denial, start to look at hard data, and figure out what they can do to help the situation. Because sitting on the bench, as many people have chosen to do, is not helping. And we all better start bailing now because the water's coming over the deck. If we don't get geoengineering to the light of day and stopped, Nancy, it's going to be game over, period.
Period. You're absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you to call in. I'm going to take calls in a few minutes here. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Please stay on the topic of geoengineering, the topic for the day. I want to comment on what you just said. I want to go back to the geological survey, 90 billion barrels of oil, 44 billion barrels of natural gas liquids, and 1,670 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in the frozen regions of the Arctic oceans. And suddenly we have this science that brings warm water up into those oceans. How very convenient for all of these countries that are fighting for drilling rights in those oceans. I find that to be very interesting. I find that to be very telling of one of the primary reasons for geoengineering the planet. And then I also want to quickly touch on the nuclear testing. You know, we've got people saying, oh, well, you're killing invasive species and, you know, we're doing all these terrible things. You know, they've conducted thousands of nuclear tests, nuclear weapons tests in the oceans, in the air, on land. Do you think they're caring about species of animals when they're doing those things, when they're doing absolutely nothing about Fukushima after almost 3 years? We have the WIP nuclear event in New Mexico. We have another one up in Oregon. It's just nonstop. The assault on the planet is coming from every direction. You know, it's astounding, Dane. I mean, these people are psychopaths.
There's no other term for it, and we can expect this in society. 4% of society is psychopathic, and that 4% is in power, period. And they get in power because a lot of the population is just cozy and comfortable. They can go get a Big Mac when they want, or head to Walmart or a movie, and they don't seem to care about the bigger picture, but I assure you they will soon. Because
Jake,
the walls
I posted all of your patents that I had on your site. I posted on our site. Those patents, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the earliest one was in the 1920. Where do people go to find credible information to read and to spread the word?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. No advertisement, no politics. Just
there it is, right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to another break. After the break, I'm going to take your calls, so stay with us. 1-800-313-9443. We're interested in what you have to say today. I'll tell you what a great show. All right, stay with us, and we will be right back on Govern America.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I've been waiting for something to happen. I want to talk to you a little bit about what is the newest information that we have on geoengineering, what they're doing. Is there anything that's breaking news?
They're ramping up spraying everywhere. And this event that's unfolding in the Arctic right now is a cause of that, I believe. I don't think the power structure bargained on methane mass expulsion happening so quickly. And I think they're, in a panic right now. I really believe that's the case. So they're actually throwing gas on the fire to put it out. the more they climate engineer, the worse our situation is going to be. And although, again, I hope there's a uniting of camps, if you will, and that the climate science or people that recognize the climate is warming, these communities need to take off their blinders and recognize the climate engineering issue. And at the same time, the anti-climate engineering people need to take their blinders off and recognize that, you know, because they don't like Al Gore, and I don't either, it doesn't mean that the climate's not warming. It is warming, and geoengineering itself is furthering that warming. So people from both sides need to get rid of their preconceptions, come together in a common cause to stop the climate engineering. So as the power structure has set up this huge apparatus to manipulate the climate, even though it's making the overall situation worse, they can create huge, large-scale regional cooling events, as they've done in the eastern U.S. all year long. It comes at the cost of a worsened overall warming, a much worsened overall warming. So that's all the power structure knows how to do. So as the methane begins to release, as the heating begins to magnify itself, all they know how to do is keep doing what they're doing, to keep throwing more fuel on the fire, more and more fuel on the fire. So we're in a very, very dark corner right now. People must help us bring this issue to light. We're putting billboards up. In fact, you have agencies, Nancy, like the Weather Channel, that are owned by the same power structure that's conducting the climate engineering, same ones. So, and their job is to make the public think the totally unnatural is natural, to hide geoengineering. So we put billboards up in Atlanta near Weather Channel's headquarters, trying to get people to look up and realize geoengineering is going on. And people like Weather Channel, quote-unquote meteorologists, are accessories to the crime at this point. That's literally what they are. They can't not know this is going on, and they're simply reading scripts, whatever they're told to say, and that's an accessory to the greatest single human crime in history. So, again, people need to get active and start passing out credible data and helping us to sound the alarm till the population knows this is going on, and that's the only way we're going to get this to light. The whole system, the political system, the environmental regulation system, it's all completely manipulated and shut down. This is going to take all the villagers, again, screaming at the top of their lungs, grabbing their pitchforks and torches and looking for who's responsible.
Well, we know for a fact that people have actually been told not to talk about this on the air. Climatologists have been told not to talk about this on the air. Scientists have been told not to talk about this publicly. And I've had many, many people say, well, why would they be doing this to us? What I recommend that you do is go read Public Law 105.85, specifically Section B, that's Public Law 105.85, Section B. And it will tell you all about the fact that they are have made it legal for them to do this to us. Dane, I've got callers on the line, and I want to start seeing what people have to say.
Absolutely.
Jim in Idaho, are you with us?
Hey, hi, Nancy. This is a subject that's dear to my heart because it's how I became aware of RBN. I was sitting outside of Outdoor Cafe in Coeur d'Alene, and we were watching them lay chemtrails down, like the 8th Air Force, and the guy overheard me, he came over and handed me an RBN business card, and I've been educated by RBN, but on the subject of chemtrails, I watched them with binoculars on a daily basis up here, starting in the morning on a clear blue sky, by the afternoon, it's a beige pink overcast where the sun barely casts a shadow. They use military aircraft, C-117s, like you had said. I've seen 757, 767, and 737 a lot. And I noticed there's days where they won't do it, and there's days they do it heavy, and they'll do it all points of the compass. I've seen them come at each other almost opposing. Then they'll do it diagonally. They lay down a pattern. I noticed there's different compositions to what comes out. Like on a C-117 on the third engine inboard, it'll be there. All the other ones will be kind of a whitish blue, but that one will be like a noticeable yellow. And there's different patterns. There's like one I call the dotted, hyphenated, to where it'll lay it out, and it'll stop, and it'll lay it out, and it'll stop. And there's another one with a fine line, and it'll dissipate after they lay it down. It'll be stripped way out. It'll dissipate. And then it re-blooms, and it turns into what I call cotton candy. And I live in an area where I'm kind of raised up, and I can see where like a city starts and like the country's is, and you can see as they get to like what would be like city lines, they'll start just like almost like a crop dusting pattern. And I take it upon myself to stand out on parking lots at the risk of insult, and I'll point out to people on a Saturday afternoon, you know, to get some people that are interested, and others are just like the three monkeys, they'll cover their ears, their mouth, and their eyes. They don't want to know about it.
You've seen the three monkeys.
Let me just cut in, too. just the other day, for the first time, and I've heard about these, but I've never seen them myself until the other day. The other day, there was a heavy spraying campaign going on, and for the first time, I personally saw what people call black chemtrails.
Yes.
We've seen the light-colored ones, but the first time I saw these very, very deep, steely gray chemtrails, and of course, you know, wondering what those are. Dane, what do you have to say about all this?
Well, first, there's no question the caller's right that there are different composition trails being sprayed. There's no question about that. I mean, the color hues are dramatically different. So at any given point, we can only speculate as to what's being dumped at any given time. But the bottom line is, you know, we are all part of a very lethal experiment, and people have to wake up. And on waking people up, I would recommend to the caller or anybody else, arm yourself with flyers. The flyers on the cover of geoengineeringwatch.org, you can download for free. You can print locally. It's a two-sided color flyer. It works exponentially better.
Right.
Anything you can say to someone, because if you pass that on and just simply state, hey, the government's not telling us about this, they're doing climate engineering, it's extremely toxic, media's not talking about it here, and people's defenses don't go up then. They're not thinking, oh, God, you know, I'm going to be confronted by this person. It's very simple, very easy, and it literally works. It works 10 times better than anything you can say orally. So people should arm themselves with credible data, and definitely, you know, that will help the introduction of this issue to other people. And it's imperative we all join this battle. I mean, again, the immediacy of our situation is absolutely can't be overstated.
Let me also say, if I could, if you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, at the top you'll see a horizontal menu. If you click on geoengineering, you will see something you can click on called documents. I highly recommend you go there, because everything you need, the patents, everything you need is there. There's your credible information. Geoengineeringwatch.org, click on the geoengineering tab, and click on documents, and there you go. It's all right there, plus the flyers are there as well. I hand the flyers out to all of my students, and I've had many students come and ask me for stacks of flyers, which I've given them. So,
Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, on the black chemtrails, what I've noticed is when they head into the sun, they'll be followed by, they're following in back directly of another one, and what you're seeing, ironically enough, is the shadow of the first plane directly linear in line, and that'll create a completely black chemtrail.
I think that is often the case. I think the caller's right about that. Yeah, I agree.
And the other thing.
Okay, Jim, hold over with us, and you can finish up your point. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Call in at 1-800-313-9443. We're very anxious to hear what you have seen, what you know, or if you have questions for Dane, please, 1-800-313-9443.
Is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jim in Idaho, you want to finish up your thoughts for me?
Yes, just one last thing, an observation, and Dane, you're going to love this. This was back in 1981. It was about the fourth or fifth space shuttle. I was living out in what was called Wolf Lodge. It's about 10 miles east of Coeur d'Alene, and the sky is just beautiful midnight blue, sparkling stars. About 10 o'clock, I went out, and I looked up towards the north, and there was a huge red, and I mean way up there, blood red cloud to where the stars and back were blood red, and as the thing dissipated, it'd be like if you held a bike tire over your head. That's how big it was. The stars got pink, and I watched this thing, and it was glowing, and about a half hour afterwards, an aurora borealis like I've never seen before from the northeast stream was yellow, green, and white. I was just startled. I got curious. I called up the Spokane International Airport. About 3-4 days later, I asked him what it was, and I got a guy to actually open up and talk to me. He told me it was a noctulescent cloud. And I said, what's that? And he says, it was an experiment, or what, there was something they did on that flight, the fourth or fifth one, And they said it was barium. It was like a barium bomb that they let off in the ionosphere. And he said it creates an artificial aurora. And he said they used it militarily as kicking sand in your opponent's face as a preemptive thing for a strike. You would do this, and it would, like chaff was in World War II with the British. He said it was kind of the same thing. And I was amazed that he told me as much as he did.
Shouldn't this shock people? Just the notion of any of this, this should be shocking as hell to people, and I don't doubt anything you're saying. And one other example, Project Starfish, where they detonated hydrogen bombs in the magnetosphere. The life support systems of the planet are as thin as a layer of paint on a basketball. That's what keeps us alive, period. We have a military-industrial complex that is doing everything it can to simply push, poke, and prod this thin membrane that allows us to live in every way they can, and all life is at stake at this point. All life. I appreciate you sharing that with me. We know these kind of experiments have been going on for decades and decades, but this should alarm people. They can try to stay in their bubble, but they won't be able to.
Okay, Jim, I've got to let you go. My phone lines are stacked. I thank you for your call. I've got Sovereign Man. Sovereign, are you with us?
I am here.
Welcome to Govern America. It's good to hear from you again.
Oh, good to be heard. Yeah, I got a few points I wanted to. Oh, let me grab my little piece of paper here. I want to. This is very dear to my heart because, you know, like he said, nothing is organic anymore, unless of course you're growing it in a greenhouse with a HEPA filter. You're filtering out your water so that there's no fluoride in it. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Well, it is overwhelming, and it's something that most people simply cannot do.
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, you'd have to spend all your time,
trying to stay alive.
To stay alive, to make sure that the quality and the purity of the things that are going in your body is proper. I mean, actually, that's now a disorder.
Still have to breathe. Which means
absolutely.
That we cannot avoid nanoparticulates. Isn't this true, Dane?
It's absolutely true. And anybody who thinks they're not breathing it is wrong. And we have a study, Nancy, from 2010, 1,000 whales from the most remote places on the planet. And the exact verbiage used in the study is these whales had jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in their tissue.
Yep. Mm.
Can't hide from this.
Yeah. This is like Dane said, an extinction-level event.
Absolutely.
Now, How can we get together? How can we track down where these planes are coming out of? Can we come together as a people to apprehend and to try these people for crimes against mankind? How do we go about doing that?
We have to fight like the British, or like the colonists did against the British, for example. They didn't line up in big rows and get organized. They shot from behind rocks, trees, whatever cover they had. We all need to metaphorically fight in that fashion that... Right now, each of us, from wherever our location, we can send out flaming arrows of awareness to wake people up around us, because there's an astounding number of people that still have never heard of this. It's shocking. George Barnes, in fact, one of the tools we can use, Skyder Alert, SKYDER alert.com, interactive app. George Barnes has brought a lot to the cause, and this app is very effective for launching flaming arrows. And George was just on a film shoot with Fox News people that... there was 60 people on the set, he said, 58 of which had never heard of this issue. Of course, George changed that. I mean, he said they all know now. But there's so many people that don't know, so each of us from our given location can, even independently, we have links on the left side of the front page of geoengineeringwatch.org. One's called the Flaming Arrow link, other one's Activist Suggestions. That link is, the Flaming Arrow link is all prepared. Intro letter, information links on it. All you have to do is find who to send it to with an email. Alzheimer's groups, autism groups, ag groups, organic groups, outdoors groups, water quality groups, the list is endless. Send those out. That's a credibly written letter, and, you know, if you send a credible email, it's going to start a fire in certain places when people start to connect the dots. And every one of us can do that from our own location, because we have to do this at a grassroots level. We have to. The political system is absolutely locked down tight, and it's going to take the entire population, or at least a critical mass of the population, realizing that we are literally in a fight for life, and so that they are willing to scream at the top of their lungs, show up at media stations, and demand that this issue be covered. We have to bring it to light. If we could, those participating, the families of those participating, I believe would stop them from participating. And we know a few of these circumstances already, where there's a civil war under certain rooftops because family members know one of their own is participating. So this is what we must do, and all of us can do this right here, right now, today, every single day. Figure out who you haven't told, who you haven't alerted. Move the ball forward every single day. We can all do this independently
from
our own locations.
Sovereign Man, thank you so much for calling in. 1-800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Hi, John.
Well, hi, Nancy. Hi, Dean.
Hi, John.
You know, I just drove from Nashville down to Murfreesboro, and I was on I-24 eastbound while they were spraying. I watched them make a big X between Atlanta and Nashville, probably 50 miles or more in each direction. And then another plane flew by and made a right angle turn. Now you say, well, that's contrail. Well, I'm former Air Force. I know what a contrail is. I know that if they dissipate, they actually evaporate because of moisture. This laid out for miles and then dissipated into a hazy cloud. So, you know, it is contrails. What's interesting, Dean, is back in, I think it was Cohen, the Secretary of Defense in Atlanta, during the Clinton administration, talked about weather modification and other countries creating earthquakes and being involved in weather manipulation being used as a military weapon, and said how necessary it was for the United States to become involved in the same thing. If not, they were going to be basically left in the dust. It's interesting. You know, I've got an 86-year-old father-in-law that actually asked me about chemtrails a couple of weeks ago, whether or not they were true. Did I think they were really doing it? And I said, yes, Dad, they are.
Well, you know, John, and this is really an important point for me, too, because the people who realize the changes that have occurred are people who are primarily 40 and up, because the younger people have never known a natural climate, they've never known a natural sky. And it is so important for senior citizens to get involved in this, because they're the ones who recognize what has changed in wildlife, what has changed in gardening, what has changed in the look of the sky and in the weather. They're the ones who know.
They are, but some of the kids are starting to wake up. In fact, I was on the coast near Humboldt State University last week, gave two presentations, set up students there that go to the college with a couple thousand flyers, 150 DVDs, and we have flyers I've supplied to Cal Poly, UC Davis, Kent State University, and we're trying to really hit these universities hard. Of course, the universities have been bought, sold, and paid for after the Vietnam War and all the protests. The establishment made sure they funded everything at the university so they could control them and manipulate them. But in any event, some of the younger groups are waking up, and if we all bring this to light, we'll reach a critical mass where you know, human consciousness starts to kick in and people eliminate their mental filters and wake up.
Okay, John, I want to thank you for your call. Dave in Alabama, I'm going to take you right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be right back with Dane Wigington. Stay with us. 1-800-313-9443.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. As we take your calls, please address your point quickly so that you can get your questions answered by Dane, because we only have him for a couple of more minutes. Dave in Alabama, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about these chemtrails a little bit. I'm a truck driver, and I'm all over the country. I've been observing these things for years, taking pictures of them, posting them to my Twitter account. I tell people about them. I try to explain the difference between contrails and chemtrails. And a lot of times I'll get a blank stare, or they'll just be completely apathetic. I think it sinks in sometimes, but people are pretty apathetic these days and pretty dumbed down. But I do get the word out about them to friends, family, and strangers. But I will tell you of a phenomenon that I've noticed. Now, whether this is a natural phenomenon or not, I'm not sure, but I'm 50 years old, and I've never seen stuff like this before. I call them rainbow clouds. When the light hits these cloud formations just right, usually towards sunset, you can see different colors of the spectrum in these clouds, almost like it's a rainbow.
They're aerosolized.
Those clouds are aerosolized, Dave. What you're seeing is exactly what I think you think you're seeing, and that is you're seeing the refraction of the reflective aerosol, sprayed aerosol particulates in those clouds. I know exactly what you're talking about. If you look around the rim of the cloud, you see that rainbow spectrum. And also, I want to shed a little more light on something to people, too, that just to make it clear. If you don't see a blue sky and a white cloud, you're seeing aerosols. These cobweb clouds, just because people don't see horizon-to-horizon trails doesn't mean there's not a sky full of spray. If you see this hazy, cobwebby-looking garbage up there without clearly defined white clouds and blue sky above, then you're seeing an aerosolized sky. In reference to the, what is a condensation trail or a chemical trail, high-bypass turbofan jet engines, which is the jet engine on all commercial aircraft and all military tankers, by design are almost incapable of creating a condensation trail of any type, except under the most extreme conditions. So even the shorter trails, the shorter bright trails that seem to dissipate, that's a spray disbursement, period. So, you know, almost everything we see in the sky, even the shorter trails, the brightly colored ones, and that's just the middle of winter, playing at the highest altitude and the most transparent short-lived trail. Anything else is likely a sprayed disbursement, period. But a lot of these refractions appear in the sky. When people block the sun, you can see this huge aura or halo around the sun. All this is a reflection of the aerosols in the sky.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much for your call. I'm going to move on to Kent in West Virginia. Kent, are you with us? Kent in West Virginia?
Yeah. Hi. A couple things about the colors. Now, I've always heard that that's how they claim that they know what the chemical composition of these planets are, is they use refraction and they put it to a spectrum and the different colors tell them there's different gases there, so there's one thing.
You're right about that. In fact, I spoke in front of the California Energy Commission in 2010, and they, at that meeting, ordered a $250,000 light spectrometer to determine the chemical composition and origin of aerosols in the atmosphere that the state could not identify. Nothing happened since that meeting. I served their scientists up a mountain of data. The state recognized it was losing 20 to 40% of its rainfall from, quote, particulates of unknown origin that they knew were not coming from China. And since then, a total lockdown in information, lockdown. The state's getting probably $30, $40, $50 billion a year from printed Fed fiat money. That's what's keeping the whole system afloat. That's what keeps everybody silent. Central banks fund everything. The whole system is a giant card house, and it's about to come down. So you're right about the light spectrometry, but there's simply nobody willing to report on that data, and those meters are extremely expensive, not available to the public. So you're correct.
Yeah. And another thing, I'm like a previous caller. I feel I've done my good deed for the day if I find somebody and I point it out to. And I had an interesting experience about four or five years ago. They were doing helicopter tree trimming around here, and there were three guys out just following around, just a road crew if he crashed or if he needed assistance or something. So, and there was chemtrailing going, and I happened to walk up to these guys and say, these guys are looking up at this copter, right? And I pointed out to them, and they were all astounded that they didn't even recognize these chemtrails until I pointed it out to them, you know. And I had a copy of that patent, that Hughes aircraft patent, and they were really interested in it. And I gave the guys a copy of the patent. They took it home and talked to him the next day and says, oh, yeah, I talked to his wife, and his boss knew about it. So it's always good to educate somebody. And
every day. You bring up a great point again. Every day, each of us needs to examine our day with how we move the ball forward that day. The walls are closing in, power structures in a panic, even things like Ukraine, what's happening in Ukraine, Crimea, showing the desperation of the Western power structure, and that's even related to climate engineering. We're headed for probably, and I know a lot of people are going to roll their eyes and not believe this, but they'll believe it soon enough. We're probably headed toward an ice-free Arctic, not Antarctica, Arctic, this summer or next, probably going to happen. Now, there's a lot of spun headlines that are nothing more than total lies, but as of right now, Arctic ice extent is the second lowest ever recorded. The mass is the lowest ever recorded, and I'm relating this into the walls closing in. As if this happens, in fact, if we have an ice-free Arctic in the summer, only the summer months, or the ice implodes far enough, they can't hide that. As they can't hide that, they won't be able to hide the geoengineering. If the geoengineering becomes exposed, you're going to have a population that's absolutely no longer willing to take this anymore, and it's going to change the whole dynamic of what we face. So the power structure is frantic with desperate moves like they're exercising in Ukraine. Total desperation, total hypocrisy for John Kerry to stand up there and say no one has the right to interfere with another country's sovereignty. I mean, my God, if that's not the epitome of hypocrisy, I don't know what is. So the power structure is desperate. Even the moves in Ukraine are related to climate engineering and basically the curtain being pulled back over the power structure. It's being pulled back right now. And climate engineering is so in your face that once people see it, as this man mentioned, and it's up to all of us to point it out to people, if we can reach critical mass the moment we do, we will have a paradigm shift, period. I'm not saying it's going to be easy or solve all our problems, but we will have a paradigm shift, and the dominoes will start to fall. So we must expose this issue.
Okay, quick. Thank you very much, Kent, for your call. I'm going to quickly take Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Nancy, great show as always. This is my largest beef, is this climate engineering. People have been, since 2007, whenever I typed in a search engine, chemtrails, and seen the same pattern over top of Jacksonville, Florida, as a picture on over top of Saudi Arabia. It was like, I feel like I know how Paul Revere feels. Everybody, they laugh at me and everything else, but I've noticed one other thing. Like, in the mornings, if you look across, like, palmetto bushes, you'll see this great big gigantic thing that looks like a spider web. Now, I went on Air Force 2025. It's a Department of Defense report, and it's a very interesting read, and they're doing way too many things with this stuff.
It's called Owning the Weather 2025. And what I would suggest, and you brought up a good point, people need to use the correct science term if you do not want to be marginalized. Climate engineering or geoengineering. The chemtrail term leads straight to conspiracy theory definitions in Wikipedia by design. So to gain traction, it's imperative you use the correct science terms, climate engineering or geoengineering, and that will eliminate as many people being able to marginalize you. And those that are rolling their eyes and laughing, they won't be for long. This issue is bringing our life support systems past the brink, and there'll be no hiding it much longer. So keep spreading the seeds. Those seeds will sprout soon enough.
Hey, one more thing. Make airline pilots aware of it.
We're trying. We're doing our best.
Okay, Tom, thank you so much. David in Boston, quickly.
Hey, T and Nancy.
Hi.
Hello, Dane. Hey, I have my scriptures open, and I'm at in Revelation chapter 16, in verse 9, where it talks about, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So my question to you, Dane, is all these things that are coming upon the earth, have you correlated them at all with like some of the passages in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation?
Many traditions, including the Hopi Indians, have seen this coming. Apparently, or seem to have seen this stuff coming. In the Hopi traditions, it talks of cobwebs being spun in the sky during, you know, a great transition. So, you know, we can see this. Perhaps maybe people have seen this coming. But I want to stress again, all of us need to sound the alarm. It's imperative. Every day counts in this battle.
Okay, David, thank you. Dane, thank you so very much. I want to have you back. I would like to have you back as a regular guest. This is the number one issue, ladies and gentlemen. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Everything that you need to get your communities involved in this, to get people educated, is critical. Teach your children. Dane, thank you so much for coming on, and I want to have you back soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-313-9443, please call in, and we will be back with the third and final hour of Govern America in just a moment. Stay with us. With finance.